IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:22. I'm Howard Feldman, and so the arguments continue. What is the ideal filling for hominy tashin? Okay, a lot of people still sticking with the traditional mon or poppy seeds, and it's fascinating to see that no matter how far we evolve, people still like that very, very traditional filling. Well, Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, he's a member of the Chief Rabbinate of Israel. He joins us this morning. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, a wonderful morning to all of us, please God.
So will you, maybe you can give us a rabbinic view, you see, because you come from a place of authority. What is the ideal filling for hominy tashin?
Well, I must tell you, I was born in England, and I really missed the hominy tashin of England. They were soft, full of mon. What's mon in Hebrew?
Yes, we call it mon. It's poppy seeds, but it's
mon and juicy. And here, they're all is hard. It's a different sort of.
Yes, so we were talking about it. It's a biscuit dough in Israel. Here in South Africa as well, we get both, but a lot of the pastries is a softer pastry. So, in fact,
I miss the real hominy tashin.
Next year, we've got to make a plan and send you some from here. So, Rabbi Weiss, we wanted to just chat to you about, especially this year, it's Purim has a very, well, as all the chagim, as all the festivals do, have a very, very different feel since October the 7th. And we almost look at all of the festivals through new eyes. Today is the fast of Esther. How do we look at the fast of Esther through the eyes of everything that has happened over the last year and a half?
Well, I think you're right that there's different meanings to Esther and Purim these years, or at least we realize the real meaning. The story of the fast of Esther is that it was a story in the Galut where Ahasuerus wished for monetary purpose to totally destroy a whole people. Mm-hmm. And Israel was being faced with a similar threat. Ultimately, Esther had to go and see Ahasuerus, and she said a remarkable thing to her helpers and to that they must fast, and to the people, fast for 3 days. I will fast. Now, can you imagine a woman going to see the king without being invited, and she wants to be attractive to him, and yet she says fast 3 days? The answer is, of course, that she realized it was all, everything is controlled by the Almighty God. And this is what we see today, that as much as we can do, there is a God controlling these situations. And the whole story of Purim and Esther is that Esther's Hester Panim, that sometimes we don't understand the designs of the Almighty, but above and behind, above all, what we can see is in fact in control, and we can't see it, and we can't rely totally on our own prowess and our own abilities, as we have seen, unfortunately, in the last 2 years, in the last 1.5 years. And in fact, the fast of Esther, although it reminds us of the 3-day fast of the people before, the Jewish people in Persia before Esther went to the king, it has another meaning. The 14th of Adar was the day which was set that the Jews could be killed, and they fasted on the 13th of Adar, which is today, in order to prepare for defending themselves. This was also a remarkable thing. I mean, one would have thought that before you go into war, you have to be fit, and you have to eat, and you have to write the right proteins and goodness knows what. But here the whole idea is that everything is dependent on God. We have to look to God. We have to do our bit, but we have to realize that we're not in total control, and there's the Almighty God, source of all goodness that we believe, who controls things. And sometimes we don't realize how or why what's happening, and that's the story of Esther. If you read the Megillat Esther, mm-hmm. at the end of the Megillat, there's the most beautiful prayer which says, not about God having done things, but Haravat Rivenu, Hadanit Dinenu, Hamatzil Hanokemet Nikmatenu. God is doing it now. You know, in the story of Esther, we said God saved us
right.
in the past.
Yes.
But say, in the story of Purim, it's happening now. And that's what we believe, because the story of Purim is the story of Galut, the story where the Jews aren't saved. There's no temple. There's no holy Beit HaMikdash. We don't actually see the Almighty God in action. And this is what Purim is. It's a festival of faith, basically. And
it's very relatable. And it's very relatable because of all those things that you've just mentioned. We are still, many of us, in Galut. We don't have the third temple. The hand of God is very hidden. So it's to some extent a very, very relatable time, and I guess one that is to remind us that no matter what the situation, there is good cause to have faith.
Yes, yes, yes. Do you know, I don't think you have them in South Africa, but mm-hmm. in Europe they used to have lots of Purims where Jews were actually saved. There were lots of the Purim of there were threats to the Jewish community, and afterwards they used to celebrate for during hundreds of years.
That's
the days that they were actually saved. Unfortunately, these customs have disappeared after the dispersion of the Jews in Europe. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, there's Purims of Saragossa, there's all sorts of Purims. You recommend the encyclopedia where Jewish communities emulated Purim and they were saved, and therefore they celebrated it as a joyous occasion. So,
Kanit
Esther, the fast of Esther, is a very sad day. It's not as involved and as a heavy fast as all the other fasts. It's more of a custom.
Right.
You see, during the temple period, it was Yom Nicanor. It was a happy day because in 2,000 years ago, because it was celebrated as the day that Judah the Maccabee had victory over Nicanor. But then when that disappeared, because the temple was destroyed and we went into exile, the fast of Esther came into resurface and could be celebrated. Our history is very, very long.
And very interesting.
We've got fascinating dates.
Absolutely.
And we shall survive.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, wishing you a Purim Sameach, Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss. He's a member of the Chief Rabbinate of Israel, talking to us about the Fast of Esther, about Purim, and about miracles. Good morning.